This is GQDN for Wednesday, October 4th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Xbox stuff, Call of Duty, and Twitch news. But we start today with the Diablo Season 2 talk, which was live on their Twitch channel. And this comes to us via from Wowhead. Words are hard, I know. Brain farts happen. But still, they were talking about the Season of Blood. And they did update the content progression in Diablo 4, which had more variety. And that was on your journey to level to 100. And that would target some farming uniques to the game with the 5 newly added endgame bosses. So they did provide a graph of what the launch content progression would be. So you have 1 through 50, levels 1 through 50, world tier 1 and 2. So there's the local events, campaigns, renown, and renown leads to the zone, exploration, stronghold completion, side dungeons, waypoint unlocks, statues of Lilith, and side quests. The Season Journey comes out of campaign, whispers, and some other dungeons. Now 50 through 70 levels will have world bosses, legion events, the tier 3 helltide, whispers as well, nightmare sigils, and the nightmare dungeon tiers, 1 through 50 I believe, and the Kaplan dungeon. 71 through 100 will have more whispers. The nightmare tiers dungeon goes through 71 to 100. World tier 4. Tier 4 helltide. World bosses. The legion events. And all leads to the Echo of Lilith. And that goes with the... it's almost the same as the Season of Blood content progression. It's just it branches off differently. But did add the Echoes of Verhan on both tier 3 and tier 4. More nightmare dungeons and all that stuff. So there is indeed a lot of things going on with Diablo right now. Now we get to some serious news. Well, that was fun news. This is serious news. Because Dot Esports did say that Twitch is starting to go after some fake views. And Twitch did get in contact with streamer Guthalion, because Guthalion did claim that Twitch did email him to try to help them to identify the offenders. And Guthalion did say that the Twitch CEO, Dan Clancy, did ask him to give him a list of channels that has the embedded streams on wikis. And Guthalion did even read part of that email on the stream to provide proof. Now, Twitch has a controversy that is involving some of the streamers that has their streams on a game's wiki page to boost their view counts, along with other things that are going on there. Now, one of the biggest offenders is Effextra Life, who was called out by Guthalion. Moister Lechte, something like that. Sorry if I butchered the name. Ludwig and Asmund Gold. In fact, Ludwig did report about the stream that Effextra Life did have 60,000 viewers, but something felt way off. Because if you did look at the Twitch chat, the controversy did start with people did notice some of the channels that had over 50,000 viewers, but fewer people were in the chat itself. And that's when Ludwig looked at Effextra Life, and he did realize that after being live for over a day, they did have over 60,000 viewers. And that's the amount of people that had over time was almost half of their viewer number. So we'll keep an eye on this and see what Twitch does. Now, Destructoid did say that Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 is getting the multiplayer beta global times. So when will this be? Well, if you pre-ordered Modern Warfare 3 on PlayStation 4 or PlayStation 5, you'll be able to be in the multiplayer beta. And that'll be October 6th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. PlayStation 9? No. Pacific time. Told you words are hard. 1 p.m. It goes to 1 p.m. Eastern time on October 8th. I'm sorry. That's 10 a.m. Pacific time, and that's 1 p.m. EST on Friday. Duh. To Sunday at 10 a.m. Pacific time to 1 p.m. EST. Now, if you didn't pre-order Modern Warfare 3, you can still play the beta on October 8th from 10 a.m. Pacific to 1 p.m. and at 1 p.m. Eastern to October 10th. That's Tuesday, and the times are same. Now, for everybody else, that's PC and Xbox, your beta times will be October 12th, same times, to October 14th, same times. And for all the stragglers, October 14th, 10 a.m., and that's 1 p.m. EST, to October 16th, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. So, go have fun with the beta, the multiplayer beta. Now, Polygon did say that Nintendo Switch, not the Switch, 3DS and Wii U will turn off the online play next year. And that will be up April 2024. Now, that is all but Pokemon. And the game is called Pokemon Bank. Or the Pokemon Bank will be online. That's not what the game is called, but it's the Pokemon Bank and the Pokemon games will still be up. But everything else will be shut down. But you will still be able to play your 3DS or your Wii U. You just won't be able to do it online. So it's going to be more like a basic device now. Almost handheld, but a basic device. Now, the Omniq AI is partnering with Maryville University. And this is the esports corner because Omniq AI did announce a partnership via esportsinsider.com, and this partnership will be with Maryville University, that is in St. Louis, Missouri. Now, according to Maryville University, they'll use Omniq AI Forge technology that will help them to improve and bolster the Valorant rosters. Now, Omniq AI is a data company that is in the U.S. that does specialize the development of tools that helps gameplay data, identity platforms, and development strategies. That's both Valorant and Fortnite. Now, Omniq does claim that the tool can help individual players to grow their skills in the game itself. In fact, Maryville Esports Program Director Dan Clerk did say, quote, "Maryville Esports has always been a leader in the collegiate esports, and our commitment to innovation and excellence remains unwavering. Our partnership with Omniq AI is a testament to our dedication to providing our student athletes with the best resources to succeed in the ever-competitive world of collegiate esports." Now we go back to Call of Duty. Here's a bit of a fun thing too, because the Call of Duty boss did want to field a Call of Duty theme park, so he did pitch the idea. So that is the Activision president, Bob Kostick, and he said that the company did hear a proposal for the Call of Duty theme park. So he did respond. "We've looked at a lot of those things. We've looked at multimedia. We've had proposals on theme parks. Through the years, we've always got the most benefit when we just focused on our core gameplay. We're still, I would say, most focused on how many people we can get to enjoy playing Call of Duty around the world. What are the business models? What is the gameplay? What are the things that we have to do to make sure it's really accessible and really fun for every type of player around the world? Ultimately, engagement in our game is by far the biggest thing that drives our success." End quote. Now we go to ESTNN.com, back to the esports corner, and they was talking to the Florida Mayhem after the Overwatch League playoffs. So I'm not going to do the full interview, but Checkmate was talking to someone, and what Checkmate was saying was, we'll start off by anticipating what they bring out. And then we bring out, or this is what Checkmate is saying, what we think will be the counter comp for that. Or I read that wrong, because Checkmate and someone was talking to ESTNN. Then we kind of fall back on playing our strengths. But someone said, quote, "As I've always said, I think we have a wider and deeper hero pool than most, if not all, teams. On top of that, we're also the best at maximizing the value of each hero, we pick and decide on. Whether it's us playing counter comp or just playing our own strengths, we'll always have the edge mastery in our comp's heroes. We're not really too fussed about the direction we take on that front. Sorry for the misquotes. We end today with ggmania.com. And yes, there are some games coming to Xbox Game Pass. Now, what's already come out is Gotham Knights and Lamplighters League. But this is an update from last week, and we always update this list. Warhammer 40,000, that comes out October 4th. What comes out October 10th is Forza Motorsports. October 12th is From Space. October 17th is Like a Dragon Ishin. Now, what's going to be leaving on October 15th is Evil, Overwhelm, Shenzhen, The Legend of Tending, Trek to Yomi, and Turnip Boy Commits Tax Evasion. So go get those games while you can. Tomorrow's Friday, finally Friday, with more gaming news tomorrow. Until then, this has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.